Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our tri-state forecast: a mostly sunny day, upper 30s tomorrow, partly cloudy around 40, and Wednesday partly sunny, continued cool, upper 30s. We'll get the details in a few minutes. An update on the covered bridge in West Cornwall from the Republican American, with progress now being made on repairs to the covered bridge that was damaged when a vehicle exceeding the height limit went through on December 23rd. The State Department of Transportation announced on Friday the span will now be open to traffic periodically. The bridge on Route 128 will be open from 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. Monday through Thursday and remain open all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to both vehicular and pedestrian traffic. It will remain closed to all traffic from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. During periods of closure, the detour route will remain in place, Route 7 to Route 4 to Route 125. Variable message signs and boards will guide motorists through the detour. Winter classes are now available at the Sharon Playhouse. You can sign up. The classes have something for everybody, and there's more offerings than ever this year. For more information and a complete list, you can contact Michael Kevin Baldwin, Associate Artistic Director, Director of Education at Sharon Playhouse, or you can go to sharonplayhouse.org. State police in New York have accused a Pleasant Valley man of sexually assaulting a child on two occasions. According to an investigation, determined that Sean Kelly, 49, of Pleasant Valley, engaged in sexual conduct with a person who was known to him to be under the age of 15 on the first occasion and under the age of 17 on the second. Kelly was charged with one count of second-degree criminal sex act and one count of third-degree rape, both felonies. The Town Grove Senior Center has a free vaccination clinic going on today from 3 till 6 p.m. No appointment needed. Ages 6 months old and up. Bring a health insurance card and photo ID if you have them, but it's not necessary to have health insurance or ID to receive the vaccine. No one will be turned away for lack of insurance or ID. Region 1 has received the grant from the Connecticut Association of School-Based Health Centers to explore the possibility of creating a school-based health center in the schools. The grant requires them to meet in focus groups with all stakeholders as part of their research. Now, your input about this topic is extremely important to Region 1. Plan to attend the Region 1 Parent Focus Group on Tuesday, January 10th, tomorrow, from 6:30 till 7:30 on Zoom. More information available at the Region 1 website. Dee Dee Barrett reminds you that access to reliable high-speed broadband remains an issue for many neighbors and constituents in New York State. In the year 2023, it is unacceptable. While some progress has been made, there are still many gaps to be filled. A major obstacle has been the Federal Communications Commission has been relying on interactive maps to measure coverage that is not accurate, as it uses census tract data, which deems territory served by internet access, even if only one home in that tract actually has service. To help remedy this, the FCC has opened a very short window to allow people to challenge the data. The deadline to challenge is inaccurate listing is on January 13th. You can go to broadbandmap.fcc.gov/home to review the FCC National Broadband Map, where you can look up an address and file a challenge. She encourages you to do this and to share the information with your respective communities, as they need many New Yorkers to participate as possible. Millions of dollars of federal broadband funding are at stake, and your feedback will help paint a true picture of coverage in the Hudson Valley. Sheffield wants to ban 5G wireless until health questions are resolved. In an article in the Berkshire Eagle, a group of residents and activists are trying to block 5G wireless systems from installation in Sheffield until research deems emissions from the newer technology safe for people as well as flora and fauna. They say current federal safety standards for exposure are outdated and don't apply to higher 5G or fifth generation levels of radio frequency radiation. The town might not be legal able to stop what the federal government allows the telecommunications industry to do. Lawyers who fight cell towers and antennas, however, say that shouldn't be the case, that a well-written local code can halt installations. The Sheffield-based Scientific Alliance for Education presented a petition to the select board last Tuesday asking that a question for a moratorium on millimeter wave 5G small cell technology be placed before voters at an annual town meeting in May. The petition will ask for the pause until the Federal Communications Commission updates its limits for radiation exposure based on results of specific research on 5G radiation. The petition is signed by 29 residents. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, they're providing more than $1.6 million in loan forgiveness for sewer overhauls, and that includes Great Barrington. The state agency is giving more than $1.6 million in loan forgiveness to two Berkshire towns to overhaul their dated sewer systems. The upgrade for sewer pump stations, Great Barrington will receive over $480,000 in forgiveness from a $4.5 million low-interest loan from the state. Better bus stops in Great Barrington, more than $300,000 will buy the new sidewalks as well. That's not all that a $303,000 state grant will do. The money from the Massachusetts Department of Transportation will also be used to build new sidewalks along Lewis and West Avenues, sidewalks that the town in a 2019 report classified as being in poor condition. So meetings going on today in our tri-state region in Sharon, a bunch of meetings. The Sharon Green Committee at 4, Sharon Board of Education at 6, Sharon Inland Wetlands Commission at 6:30, and the Sharon Park and Rec at 7 o'clock. In Salisbury tonight at 5 o'clock, the Board of Selectmen, Salisbury Pathways at 5:30, and Inland Wetlands and Watercourse at 6:30. A reminder from the town of North Canaan, a public parking ban on all town roads from November 1st through March 31st during any storm. A $50 ticket, cars will be towed. Also, no parking in municipal parking lots during storms. And you're reminded as a homeowner, do not clear your driveways into a town road as it is dangerous and hazardous. So meetings tonight in Falls Village, the Board of Finance at 6:30, the Board of Selectmen at 7 in Cornwall. They have a 6:30 meeting, Park and Rec meeting in the town office building at 6:30. In Sheffield, the Conservation Commission has a meeting in the first floor meeting room, Town Hall tonight at 7 o'clock, Village of Millerton workshop meeting tonight at 6 p.m., a public hearing, and in Hillsdale, New York tonight at 7 o'clock, the Planning Board will meet. Our business report is underwritten by Morgan's Grill at the Interlaken, featuring daily dinner specials, a tapas menu, and a regular menu, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up today at 33,776.38, the S&P 500 at 3917.40, and the NASDAQ at 11,117.04. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Thanks.